Today, Gary and Marie Knapp and their two small children remain hospitalized in the Poconos Medical Center in Pennsylvania after a scary trip home from spending Thanksgiving with relatives. Their small plane crashed Saturday in a remote region of the Poconos Mountains after running out of gas. Heavy winds and thick fog prevented them from making it to a nearby airport. For the next 16 hours, the family waited to be rescued. Harry Robidoux put together the search and rescue team, about 300 people, who worked searching for the Knapp family in pouring rain and thick fog and freezing temperatures. He joins us now. Mr. Robidoux, the weather prevented what would have been, I gather, a pretty easy rescue location by aircraft.
That's correct. If we'd have been able to get an aircraft out, we would have probably found them within just a few minutes. And even if we'd had a clear weather, the searchers would have found them a lot sooner.
And when you first heard about this crash, what did you do?
We got the first call around 5:30 Saturday evening from the Lehigh Valley International Airport, who had been in radio contact with the pilot and then lost the plane on their radar screen. So upon their calling our 911 center, we began activating a number of our volunteer fire companies in that vicinity and then set up a command structure and escalated from that point then.
When you heard about this crash and the location, did you look out and knew that you were going out? Did you look out the window and say, oh my gosh, this is going to be awful?
Yeah, it initially, in the very beginning, it was very treacherous. We had some icing around the area and some of the roads were treacherous, so and the visibility was terrible. It was raining and very dense fog.
And well, tell me how you managed to locate the plane. How did you figure out where it could be in all that territory?
Well, what we did was using the fixes that we were getting from the emergency locator beacon, that helped us to pinpoint a general area to begin searching.
What conditions? Some of your people got hypothermia. What kind of conditions did you have?
Yeah, a number of our searchers were sent to the hospital for treatment. None were admitted. They were all fine afterwards, but it was basically that they were just chilled to the bone, exhausted, some minor dehydration.
What was it like for the Knapp family, for the people who actually got to the aircraft and then helped them get to the rescue vehicles? What was that moment like?
When they found them, they found the family. Mother and father were sitting on the in the rear two seats of the plane with the children in their laps, and the whole family was covered with a blanket up to their chins.
The Knapps, it sounds as if they did the right thing. They had a beacon in the aircraft. They didn't leave the crash site.
They followed all of the proper procedures for someone who would be lost or downed like that. They stayed with the aircraft. He took some, you know, precautions as best he could with what they had available by trying to keep the family warm and alert. And he even took a small ice chest that they had with them and emptied that, put it outside to collect rainwater so they'd have some drinking water.
Did you get to the crash site today yourself?
Yes, I was there yesterday and today. I was out there yesterday a little bit with the FAA people and stuff, and then we were out again today.
Did you try to put yourself in Mr. Knapp's shoes? Or
I don't think I could. They are some extremely lucky people. They came down in a heavily wooded section, which is very swampy, and they just barely missed a couple of major trees. They did take the tops off of a few trees and one tree about 6 or 8 inches around that they had sheared off, but all in all, they were extremely safe. And I think the soft ground helped them too. The nose of the plane buried itself in the swampy mud.
Harry Robidoux, director of the Monroe County, Pennsylvania Emergency Management Services.